Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As it stands right now, the injury that he sustained, it's been kind of laborsome getting back. So, we're planning on going with Tyler. I think after reviewing the tape, there's reasons for guys to, be excited about that because, while the output wasn't nearly what we wanted offensively, there was some things to build upon that we'll keep working through, and excited to do that tomorrow. I think people believe when you give them reason to believe, and if people jump off the bandwagon, that's I'm not really villainizing the people that are jumping off the bandwagon. It's more we gave them reason to, so that's to be expected. I don't think people pay what they pay to go to the Hard Rock Stadium to watch us lose. So whatever results incurred by our game day failure, we deserve.
All right, so we kick it off here as Dolphins back to work here on the short week with a normal Sunday game, 1 o'clock up in Foxborough off the Monday night football, whatever you want to call that. It was brutal. But here we go, Patriots, who, by the way, are brutal themselves and the ass-whooping they took out in San Francisco. But, I mean, it's bad. And, again, Dolphins got their own problems right now. You heard Tyler Snoop Huntley will start. In this game, by the way, I'd do the same thing. He'd start, we like to try to get our 2 cents in on who should do this and who should do that. And I like to play a little head coach and GM every day. But I agree with that, man. You got to play Tyler Snoop Huntley, man. He's got to get back out there. And whatever good things you saw or potentially or were close, you go back with him. And hopefully he can do a little bit more running and keep some drives alive against this Patriots team, which, again, is dead last in offense. Look, they're a bad team. This is the worst team the Patriots have had. Right now, the team they have and that offensive line they have, which, like, we must do this every other week, right? Somebody's O-line is really bad, and they're saying this O-line is the worst offensive line. The pass protection is really bad. A lot of people are going, Drake May shouldn't play. It should be Jacoby Brissett because Drake May would take such a beating, he would never be able to rebound from it, from the hits that Jacoby Brissett is taking right now. And they want to wait till this thing starts looking a little bit better on the offensive line. So that's some of the conversation that's going up in New England as the Dolphins are scoring 11 points a game and the Patriots 13. Whew. Good God. Never thought I'd say that. Never thought I'd say that from either team, by the way. As we say good morning, got a lot of stuff to get to here. A lot of Dolphin stuff, a lot of NFL news. Heat over in the Bahamas. Jimmy Butler seems to be okay and kind of took the company line. And I understand they want me to play more and I'm going to show everybody. And we're not afraid of anybody. And of course, we didn't talk about it yesterday, and I apologize. Karl Anthony Towns trade to the Knicks, who are still trying. I gotta tell you, Karl Anthony Towns doesn't exactly sound the way the Knicks play, their style of play. I didn't think of, like, hey, Karl Anthony Towns be a perfect fit for your team, but I mean, Carl Anthony Towns wants to shoot more threes than any guard. He wants to be outside more than Steph Curry does, man. That guy, they make the move and they get Carl Anthony Towns from Minnesota. Had to give up a couple of guys in it. And hey, look at the Knicks starting five looks really good. I don't know what the depth of the team's going to look like, but we'll talk more about that. The Panthers be starting. Panthers kind of been a quiet thing right now, man, as Stanley Cup champs. And a core of that team back, and they'll be starting up here pretty soon with regular season games. And Inter Miami at Columbus tonight. They can clinch the MLS regular season title, better known as the Supporters' Shield. And so that's tonight. They want to get that one. Of course, they want to get the. How big is that if they win the MLS Cup? I you know what? It's funny because it could happen, folks. I mean, they are clearly the best team, and the Barcelona buddies with Messi when they're all healthy, and some of the other guys. Why Messi and some of the other guys were out? They play pretty damn well. I was wondering, like, wow, these guys haven't been in business that long, and they could win the whole damn thing. Now I understand the MLS is not where some of our other main sports are here that have been around for a long, long time. And I was just wondering, because it could happen. It's not some type of long shot or exaggeration that now that Messi's back and looks pretty good in his, what, last four games or so, he's been back scoring goals and assists and kind of peaking right now and getting everybody healthy for this end of the year and then start the playoffs. But the MLS Cup, if they win that, I mean, does it feel like a Canes football championship? Does it feel like I'm not throwing the Dolphins. Hell, the Dolphins are so far away from a championship, I'm not even going to mention that. But, like, does it feel like a Heat championship? Does it feel like I've been to all the parades except the Dolphin ones. I wasn't around back in the 70s when those happened. But, yeah, it would could have another one here coming up and see how that's treated. By the way, how do they do it? Do they go down where the new stadium's being built? New stadium's going to be absolutely beautiful. I saw the renderings the other night at the football game. I saw Jose Moss, and he was showing me. It looks fantastic. One of the owners of the Inter Miami team, and moving soon and going down there. So does the celebration hit both counties? Does it go to Fort Lauderdale, or is it more of a Miami thing? It'd be interesting. See, interesting. I hope we get there so we can talk about it a little bit. That would be kind of fun. We got all kinds of NFL news. By the way, what do you call this? I thought of you last night. You probably know where I'm going. Davante Adams, after we watched that show and we saw who their quarterbacks were, Woody says to me, how long before that Davante Adams thing blows up? I didn't think it was going to happen this quickly. That Davante Adams, apparently, I don't know, his coach liked something that somebody put out there, and Davante saw it, and he goes, I want to be traded. I want out of Las Vegas. There's a bunch of teams interested. They're throwing out a bunch of stuff. They're claiming the Raiders are making calls around the NFL right now, which usually, you know, when you start getting agents, because agents are usually behind everything. Agents leak stuff to their favorite human beings in the media. And everything kind of goes from there. And this goes with the Tua stuff, and we'll get into some of that stuff. And I will jump all over this Tua thing here in just a second, but the Davante Adams thing. So I know who could really use him, but there's no way you could trade him. No way you trade somebody to a team that kicks your ass twice every year. Like, you know the Chiefs are going to call and go, hey, I know we kick your ass twice a year, every year. But, hey, man, we're really interested in Davante Adams. We're down a couple of receivers. Matter of fact, we don't have any receivers. But there's no way, right? It doesn't matter what the offer is.
It depends what the offer is. I guess the Jets would be another interesting landing spot for him.
Well,
right?
If Aaron Rodgers calling the shots, he'd like his buddy back.
You would think.
I don't think he's a huge fan, by the way. I don't know if you've been watching this stuff up close, but this Garrett Wilson thing, they don't seem to have.
Yes, I've noticed.
That is, doesn't seem to be any chemistry between those two.
Doesn't seem to be any chemistry with anyone over there, man. The coach and the whole thing seems a little
messy, they're saying, right? I know Aaron comes out and goes on ESPN show yesterday. Oh, everything's great.
Looks great.
Everybody's making. I go, man, I don't know. Your body language and stuff we see live out on the field sure doesn't match up with your stories when you come on this show.
Yeah, they scored 9 points. He's sitting on the bench with a towel over his head.
Yeah, well, I didn't even talk about that. I'm just talking about.
No, it all looked great. Didn't he push his coach the other day?
Yeah, he went to give him the hug, man hug. Aaron's apparently not a man hugger, so we found that out. But, yeah, this will be interesting because this guy's a hell of a player. I don't know. I thought right away somebody called BS on the hamstring that he didn't play, right? That's the first thing I thought. And the coach went, we got guys out playing hard, quitting. And he finally just said, I've had enough. Like, this guy, you know, let him go. He's a damn good player, but. And Devontae Adams, man, when you start talking about his route running and his releases as good, even at age 31, going to be 32 here pretty soon, still is elite on how good he is. So there will be 4 or 5 teams looking to pick up that $20 million a year, right? So, somebody out there, but Kansas City, no way. Can you imagine? I even if they offered like a, I don't think they would, offered some crazy draft pick first round. That would, no way.
They must be desperate at this point, though, right?
Get someone I don't know in what there. They're, yeah, they got to get
some
Rice guys.
Maybe isn't a season ender, but it's going to be a long-term injury time. Regardless. They got to be really desperate over there, man.
I just don't know, and I get we like to all-stroke how good Patrick Mahomes is, but come
imagine
on,
how
man.
Good he'd be with that guy.
That guy. How good would he be with a lot of the receivers groups? How good would he be with Tennessee's guys? You don't think he'd like to have the 3 guys lining up for Tennessee last week? You put Mahomes with some of that group in his Kansas City offense with the same head coach? There'd be at Jacksonville, you don't think he'd like to have those 3 guys that are playing? You go around and you look at them, at least before the season – of all the guys that have upgraded their wide receivers, 1, 2, and 3, pretty good group.
Did that Devontae situation get you thinking a little bit about our situation and wondering like how many more games Tyreek is going to live going for 20 yards?
I had,
did he have
honestly,
4 catches for 20 yards or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, no, he did. He had a
– yeah,
he had
I just wonder how much longer that's going to be or he's going to keep quiet about
oh,
that.
Oh, no. I think going 3 for 24, 3 for 40, and 4 for 23 is probably the yelling in back of the coach and in Wes Welker. I'm guessing they know it. I will say this, though, and Tyreek, and I'm sure the coach has said this to Tyreek, and we don't see all the stuff going on. Like he's saying, Tyreek, listen, man, just so you know, in case you have a short memory, and I did this. We threw it to you 3 times. I'm not saying it's your fault because you did get open on a couple of them. We didn't get you the ball. Tyler hasn't been around that long. He missed you. He threw one out of bounds. You had a nice clean release down the sideline. You got over the top of 2 guys, and he overthrew you on one, and he underthrew you on another one that should have been intercepted. And by the way, you make a great play coming back to knock it away, and we appreciate that effort. But, yeah, he's going to want to – I'm sure he wants lefty back. Hey, let's talk about lefty for a second here. We got to go to break. But when we come back here, we're going to give you an update on Tua and get you caught up on some Tua stuff because it really is looking like he's going to be back for Arizona. And by the way, no matter what anybody tells you, the league is going to have some say-so in this and want to know all about this. That's just – the league doesn't usually jump in everybody's business, but when it has to do with the one topic that the league dislikes more than anything right now is concussion talk, with the millions and millions of dollars of lawsuits right now from guys my age and wives and husbands depressed and don't know what day it is and dementia and all the other issues, the league will definitely like to see whatever the doctor that's given him the green light to go. And he's gotten it, by the way. Tua, if there would no way they'd be talking the way they've been talking about symptom-free and all these things that are leaking out to the media, all your favorite media guys, if there wasn't information that Tua's getting everybody ready to come back here real soon. Real soon. All right. We got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in the show. We'll get you caught up on some more Tua stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It probably feels most alive within the adversity. You know, that's what this profession is. It's not all sunshine and roses. And there are things you cannot predict. And you know, we were watching the game last night, a lot of us, you know, after our team meeting. And what you really just want in those scenarios is just somehow to quiet all the chaos and noise from the outside. Everything just starts to ramp up, and that's the nature of the business. We signed up for it. I recognize the noise when I hear it and when I see it. It's probably, you know, what makes me feel alive. It's probably, you know, what makes fan bases and inexperienced people really super uncomfortable. But this is the nature of pro sports. There's adversity, and it's how you respond to that, and you know, finding a silver lining, and ultimately, you know, finding a benefit from it.
All right, that was Spo. That's right, Eric Spoelstra is the Heat in the Bahamas to open up camp, and then before you know it, they'll have a couple of preseason games, and we'll be jumping right into the regular season. Spo and Jimmy Butler, who got the message loud and clear. I got to tell you, man, I was shocked the way he handled it. Just shocked, which tells me he really likes playing here. He's got – so, guys, man, no matter who you are, if you respect – and Jimmy made this point, like, if Jimmy had a president of another team that didn't have a great track record or hasn't really done anything, would have come out like Pat Riley did. Just about anybody else in basketball, Jimmy Butler would have roasted him. Seriously. Like, literally, almost verbally spanked his way right out of town. Serious. But Jimmy goes, no, man, I get it. I got the message. I heard it. I'm going to try to play more games. I got to play harder. I got to play better. I got to lead these guys. I get it. I've done it before. We're going to be just fine as a team. And I was like, wow, Jimmy Butler, man. Because remember when this happened and we went, uh-oh, Pat, a little grumpy. Ooh, Pat got a message, not happy. And if you're not playing, shut up. If you're not playing, I don't want to hear what you think about another team because you're not even playing, you're not even part of it. I mean, that's powerful stuff. Not too many people in sports today in the front office are talking to star players that way in any sport. In any sport. Yeah, none of them. And Riley went out there. I don't know if the organization went behind Pat's back and said, hey, Jimmy, you know, Pat just was having one of those days, and just come on, don't read into it too much. He's getting a little bit older now, and, you know, he's a little more feisty than he used to be. What do they call it? It's a grumpy old man. He's going to be a grumpy old man. But Jimmy said, hey, man, I get it. We all got to play. You know, basically, I read into it. We all got to play more games. We got to play better. And there's got to be more priority, which Spo's been all over this for the last couple years. Like, guys, we can't just play when we want and then go, all right, we're a 7 seed or an 8 seed. It doesn't matter. 1 versus 8, we'll take care of them. And they did a couple years ago. But then all of a sudden, a guy that's been doing it can't play in the playoffs because he's hurt, and now you got a problem. Now you went too far for Pat Riley, who's all about the playoffs. And he's like, no, hell no, somebody needs to say something. And I also really believe from the bottom of my heart, Pat Riley thought Jimmy Butler could have played more games than he did. The tennis thing we've talked about, but I just think there's some times where he might have taken some nights off where he could have played. That's just my take, and I'm not talking about back-to-back nights. I'm just saying in general. I mean, he went through the 20 reasons to miss games last year. He went through a bunch of them. Some of them were injury. Some of them were personal, the flu and all that stuff. And I get it, man. Today, if you're sick, you can't play, you can't play. I don't expect everybody to be Michael Jordan and go out there sick and friggin' play. It is different. So yeah, that was Spo kind of getting together. And by the way, good job by Spo, kind of like, all right, hey, man, we all got to go through this. Riley's talked to me that way from time to time, too. But we're going to band together with the rest of these guys that missed too many games. And we're going to go get them. So we'll see. But good. Jimmy handled it well, even though he's about 20 hours late for the press conference. But at least we got him. He's a little late getting back from overseas. Where was he, in Paris or something? Or where
did
he say?
Not a great start, man.
But, hey.
At least he didn't have clown hair.
No.
I mean, he just showed up looking like Jimmy, which is nice.
But. Yeah, I think when the thing and you get called out, you got called out by Pat Riley.
But like, why aren't you in town the day before you got to be at this thing?
Listen, man.
It's just such a weird deal.
I know. Welcome.
He's been traveling. I know you're not on social media, but you look at his Instagram, he's been traveling for months on end. Just everywhere, yeah. Man. Concerts and
so you know what's
different
crazy?
Countries all over the place.
And I get that people are into this, and I understand it. And I'm older. I'm not following somebody their whole off season to see where they're going on vacation and who they're hanging. Occasionally, if they're banging somebody,
well, I'm
interested.
Not following him to stalk him or anything. I happen to follow him on Instagram. He's been a lot of great places. He's friends with all these singers and DJs. And
he
was just in Ibiza with Martin Garrix. Like, the guy's all over the place.
Oh, no, he loves the tennis, tennis players.
My point is that, like, maybe just try to get back the day before, the night before, so he could show up.
Yeah, maybe.
Just
whatever.
Maybe.
What do you say? Some planes got delayed, which, by the way, if, in case you're trying to get back for your job, you might want to consider that ahead of time, that planes are getting delayed and things seem to be happening that you can't get home on time a lot. But yeah, I just, people,
a little strange.
You're always asking me, hey, did you see? I go, no bro. Like, I don't follow like a guy. Now, I understand fans do that and they like to know what Jimmy's doing. And the only thing I do care about occasionally, if I see Jimmy with somebody, I want to see who he's banging from time to time. That's it. If he's with some hottie, and I'll go, wow.
He doesn't usually
post. Well, I mean, you'll see him coming out of a place with a girl, and then you read into it a little bit.
Well, that's more of your tabloid deal.
Yeah. But outside of the stuff of where he's hanging out, and I just don't care. He likes tennis. He and I have something in common. We both like
that's
tennis.
That's true.
But I've seen him play. I will whoop that ass the way he plays. That is.
No, he's getting better, I think.
Is he?
Well, he plays that paddle thing. He doesn't play pickleball. He plays that paddle game.
Oh, yeah. I see that's getting popular.
Yeah, I don't know much about that one, but he plays that one, I think. Yeah.
I did see that. Hey, so let's get back to this other thing I teased everybody with here before we went to break. And good morning to everybody if you're just joining us. So I guess you've kind of heard from the other night, Adam Schefter, and all signs are pointing towards Tua. This has been going on for a while. All signs are pointing towards Tua back for the Arizona game, which I think everybody is aboard that's going to happen. And the reason, so it sounds like, again, the doctors have signed off on this already, because there's no way his agent would be leaking out. So listen, man, it's what it sounds like, okay? Sounds like doctors have signed off. Tua's heard what he needs to hear. Rest the brain for a month. He's done it. Give it a chance. I'm, reading stuff, what everybody's saying about it. Everybody's got an opinion on it. And he wants to come back and play, man. They're calling symptom-free and all this stuff. So I will say this, though. I 100% believe that the league is going to go, great. All right, Dolphins, great. And the doctor, okay, great. And we talk to him. Okay, I get it. We like to see everything, though, if you don't mind. Can you just send everything up here to New York? And we just want to make sure, because we don't want to get blasted on this thing like we did the last time he got hurt. Because every time he goes down, why is the league doesn't care about their players? It's just, it's horrible, horrible PR for football. And you're trying to grow this sport. You want more young white kids and black kids and brown kids and women. You want everybody playing your sports, playing your sport. And the concussion stuff's not good for business. It's just not good for business, man. It's not. Just because in the 80s, we didn't have a concussion. Just think about all the years. You got dinged in the head, man. And you get smelling salts, and according to how bad it was, and when you finally came back around, they put you back in the game, and they go, let's go. And now, after all the damage and the lawsuits and the amount of money the league has had to pay out to some of the guys I know, to families, it's the number one concern for this league is a concussion. So they're going to want to know about all this stuff. But saying all that, Tua wants to come back, and he's passed everything. Tua's coming back. I can't imagine the league's going to tell him he can't play. If he really wants to play, and to me it sounds like Tua really wants to come back. He wants to play, wants to lead this team. It's his team, and he wants to be on a mission, wants to be out there, and he wants to play and get this team turned around and everything else. So I really think there's a good chance, a really, really good chance that he's going to be back for that Arizona game. That's at Hard Rock Stadium, Week 8. That's just a bye week.
Interesting. Bye week. Holding their breath every time this guy gets.
By the way, you're exactly right. From New York to Miami, they will be holding their breath.
And I do think the agent's going to continue to spin that narrative that he wants. And I, by the way, I agree with you. I mean, you're watching him on the sideline, and they showed him about 1,000 times on Monday night. He looks like he wants to. I mean, he looked like he wanted to run out on the field that on Monday.
By the way, I'm sure he feels great. I mean, if everybody thinks
he looks
still
fine.
Like
he's got an earpiece in, he's walking talking around. To guys. Yeah, I mean,
I hope everybody realizes he's not walking around in a daze and ask him and he goes, "Are you talking to me?" And you know, like I'm starting to get to that point. Like Joe, hey, I'm talking to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to.
I mean, he's going to heal from this. I think the concern is the long term damage that this is, you know, is doing to him.
So he has been told about that. I know for
a
fact.
I'm sure he has, and I'm sure
those neurologists have
said,
"Hey, we do a lot of 60 and 70, including some old Dolphin players have been in here when they're starting to lose it, and we've dealt with them, and we've had to give them the bad news, and we just want to give you a heads up that you know." What could happen down the road?
That's scary stuff, man, but I get why the agent would want, you know, the narrative to be that he's ready to play.
Yeah, because, and by the way, again, it's coming right from Tua.
But that's a lot of guaranteed money to leave on the table.
He's not, and by the way, he's not doing that. Like, Tua's not calling him going, why do you keep leaking stuff? I mean, they're all on the same page. Like, the guy wants to come back and play. He wants to come back. And by the way, I said it last week and I was wrong. I wasn't wrong about the fact they really need to win that game. They really, and not only did they not win, they looked awful. They looked absolutely terrible. They deserved every boo bird they got at that game. I had no problem when they started and continued. I would have joined them. I would have joined them because it was bad. It was. Coach even said it was bad. But this team, they're getting ready to play again. It's not very good. But, again, you're not very good either, so I get it. But Patriots, they're up there complaining, and now they're talking about, did we get the right coach? And we got guys freelancing and doing their own thing. They don't look well coached. Belichick's even taking a shot at him, and he helped create half this mess. Yeah, I always love when the guy that gets, they let go because his team, and they're going, yeah, half these guys are yours, Bill, that we're stuck with. Why you're talking about, I don't know, but I would have coached them better. I would have coached them better. So we've got all kinds of crazy stuff going on here. We really do. And we'll get to all that stuff this morning as we continue on. If you're just joining us, Tyler Snoop Huntley, I got to get used to the Snoop thing. It is a kind of a cool story, but we'll start against the Patriots. And a coach came out and had some stuff. And by the way, the other part is Coach has said that there's going to be change and some hard conversation coming on a lot of stuff. And I'm guessing a lot of that either happened on Monday or today when they all get back to work and on the short week because they have a game on Sunday. Got to travel here on Saturday. So trying to get a lot of work in here and everything else. But I am really curious when the coach says there's got to be change and there's got to be some hard, tough conversation. That's not his deal. So I'm curious to see change. We know every guy in the roster. It's not like there's 200 guys and one guy can sneak around and we're going, who's that? You know who all the names are. I'm really curious to see who they're pointing fingers at when, and this, by the way, when things aren't going well and you start to see somebody kind of like give up or you're not seeing the effort or the assistant coach goes, yeah, that's not good enough, the effort we got. You know, everybody talks about honest conversation and stuff. I hope so. I hope it is honest conversation. I'm not saying you have to MF a guy. I understand you don't do that anymore, but I am curious to see what change in hard, tough conversation looks like with this Miami Dolphin team. Tell you right now, though, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing here real quickly this morning. Boy, you're talking about these numbers I love talking about every day. 35 years in the business, 135 trucks on the road every day, and working 7 days a week. I always like to throw out those numbers because I want everybody to know that Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are all about great service. Hey, man, there may be better looking trucks. There may be better advertising out there. Maybe. Although I think those billboards, your wife is hot, are pretty cool. And by the way, they did that themselves. There was no New York advertising agency. They did that. Somebody smart over there. I used to think those guys weren't real smart. They're smart, man. They are good. They're number one Rheem dealer in the nation. Yeah, more than 800,000 customers served. Family owned and operated for 35 years. Here's what I'll tell you. Trained and certified technicians ready to go out for you. Licensed, experienced plumbers. Hey, the best in the business. And here's something else. We got a warehouse behind the offices loaded down with air conditioning units and water heaters, all different sizes. So the goal is, hey, you call. It's usually important when your air conditioning unit or your water heater are dead. Same day installation, that's the goal every day. Financing plans as well to help you out. So go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER, or check out those billboards. That beautiful blonde up there, she's part of the family. 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
All right, time for your weather report brought to you by the Demesman Andover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 81 degrees at the moment and does not look like we have rain in the forecast, Joe.
All right, Woody. All we care about is no rain from about 11 to 1. The rest of the time, selfishly, rain all you want in the afternoons, later in the afternoons. Yeah, just... Man, we got a lot of stuff going on here, Woody. Crazy, crazy stuff around the league. This Davante Adams story. you told me about the receiver show on Netflix, and I watched it, and how frustrated he was last year. And we came in that one day, and you go, how long when you saw who the quarterbacks were going to be this year? How long before Davante Adams wants to trade out of Las Vegas? I just didn't expect it to happen so early in the season.
Yeah, well, he came off a little strange in that show, too. I know he's a big me guy. You know, he was always like, my personal success and this and that. And
I don't think wide receivers hide that.
Yeah, but he was,
I don't think
the other guys didn't say it, at least out loud, but he's not much of a team guy. But yeah, man, I mean, you got Gardner Minshew throwing to you. And again, like, I bring this back to our situation. I just wonder how much longer down here Tyreek Hill is going to be able to deal with going for 20 yards. This is a guy that was chasing 2,000 last year.
Okay.
And he's going to have a tough time getting to 1,000.
You're right. He is, I mean, his numbers right now look to be about 700 or 800 yards off what now he'll have if Tua's back, and those numbers will get a lot, lot better. But I do want to say this to the guys that I don't want to hear from on the Miami Dolphins, and those are the guys that got the extensions.
Yep.
I don't want to hear from Jalen Ramsey. Just play your ass off. I don't want to hear from Tyreek Hill. Just play your ass off. They're trying to get you the ball. They're trying with everything they have. Again, they threw it to you three times deep. I know you didn't connect. One overthrow, one underthrow, and one too far out of bounds. I get it. I saw it. But we redid that contract. And you also have gone out of your way to say this is where you want to be, and you're not interested in going. And there'll be a lot of teams that want him. Don't get me wrong. Probably a lot of teams that that would like him and like to feed him. And by the way, I don't have a problem with the top receivers wanting the ball. I don't. I get it, because in a lot of cases, if we get you the ball, we're probably winning. If you're having big games, it's probably good. It's definitely good for business. Nobody would argue off the year, but I'm not sure why people would start to turn on Tyreek Hill and talking about we need to trade him after this first month of the season, after what you've seen the last 2 years. Why would I want to get rid of one of the best players in football? And I get it. I get that right now his numbers, 3 for 24 against the Bills, 3 for 40 against the Seahawks, and 4 for 23 in the last game. I get it. Don't sound like my numbers.
Yeah, you also got to think fans aren't thinking logically right now. That's the other thing, man. I mean, again, imagine, and Mike was talking about in that soundbite we played earlier, imagine you paid, $400 or $500 to take your family out to that game on Monday Night Football.
It was terrible.
That was one of the worst football games they have played during their 24-year drought of crap.
It was. It was that bad. And by the way, everybody there has a right to boo, scream,
yeah,
and do whatever you want.
But that doesn't get the money back in your pocket that you paid to go out and watch that filth. So, like, I completely understand why fans are saying whatever. They can say whatever they want to say right now, man. Not everything's fair game with that product the Miami Dolphins put out on the field on Monday night.
Okay. Agree.
So, maybe they're not thinking logically. Yeah, Tyreek Hill's probably not the problem. But if you are going to rebuild this thing, and I think there's a lot of fans that are like, we need to rebuild, then trading Tyreek would probably be a start.
And you, by the way, help lead the charge on this, because either that or you look at whatever the popular topic is and you go with it for your own,
yes,
for yourself.
That's what I do, yes.
So I just
want
to
pander
say,
to the angry
so,
fan.
So the thing that blowing this thing up after, and I get it's bad. I get, and I understand the
quarterback situation.
I know you
think it's going to turn around. I'm happy that you think it's going to turn around. That's great. I'd love nothing more than for that to happen.
But you can't blow it up. You got a 53-man roster. I'm not going to go through this with you every day, and every fan out there that wants to jump me and tell me, what do you want to do on the 53-man roster? We got a 53-man roster right now. We got a couple of guys that will be coming back from the PUP soon. Maybe Smith and Beckham. I don't know when. They got 21-day window. We've got guys on the IR that will be coming back. And we got a practice squad. So that's what you have. This isn't waiting for your freshman class to develop so you can play them. This is not this is what you have, man. This is what you have for right now. If you want to blow it up later in the year, as in, hey, we're not winning, we're one of the worst teams in football, and now you're just going, we'll play the young guys at least, let's get some other guys playing time, then go for it. But you can't just give all these guys the amount of money that you gave, including the quarterback, who thinks he's going to be back for at least half the season, and you just paid your two wide receivers money that says we're all going to be together for a while in this passing game, and you can't go, out. He's hurt. The other guys aren't getting the ball. Blow it up. Get rid of him. No. Now, you just know. By the way, you want to talk about dysfunctional. If for some reason they did that, which they won't, but if they did, and you're going, wow. And I get it's bad right now. It's bad. It's ugly, ugly 1-3 football. 10 quarters without scoring a touchdown. But how bad does that look? To go out and pay all that money, I'm just off the top of my head, $300 or $400 million in contracts, and you go, well, blowing it up. What?
You're worried about how it looks, though. I mean,
no, I'm not. I think they're good.
Yeah,
they're
gave
good
up
players.
A lot of money. They did, and they're going to have to eat a lot of that money.
No, they're not. They're not going to eat it. They're going to have those guys play.
Okay.
They're not. You can play that too. That's fine. But, yeah, they're going to play those guys. They're not over there just because you come on and want to blow things up and go, wow, let's get ready. You know what? Woody makes a good point today. It's been four games. Let's go ahead and blow it up because we're down to our fourth quarterback that we're playing now. Come on, man.
I hope you're right, man. I hope they turn it around. I really do.
Well, it's going to get better than –
Okay.
It can't get any worse than we saw the other night.
We said that last week.
It can't. Well,
oh,
you're
it
right.
Can get worse. It absolutely can get worse.
How's it get worse than what you played the last two games?
I don't know. You can put up less points and lose to the Patriots.
All right, so what do you want to do?
But don't act like it can't get any worse.
No, Woody, let me ask you, what would you do? Let's say you're running, what would you do right now? Let me hear.
If I was running the Dolphins?
Yeah, let me hear.
I would do exactly what we're doing right now.
Okay, exactly.
Exactly what they're doing.
What else can they do, Woody?
They're going to keep losing.
Woody, what else can you do, though? You just throw that out. It's such a wussy thing that you keep saying. We're going to keep, we may keep losing, but what are you going to do? This is the roster that you built all off season. End of the season, you gave extensions
to
all these guys. What are you going to do?
It didn't work. You've clearly failed. This is not a good roster. This is a flawed roster, and it's not just the quarterback situation.
No, I agree. I don't disagree.
This is a very flawed roster that has no chance to winning of winning a Super Bowl.
Okay, so it's four games. What do you do?
Have any chance of winning a playoff game.
What do you do now? You're getting ready to play Patriots. Who do you want? Is there some other group of guys you want to play? We got to go play the game still.
I understand that, but I'm talking big picture. I'm not talking
No, you aren't talking big picture. You sound like you're talking right now. You got to play through the year.
I understand they have to actually play the games, but
that's all.
As long as they keep with this quarterback situation, they'll continue to lose.
You're right. I don't disagree. They messed up on this quarterback situation. Totally agree. Nobody's disagreeing with that. It's just, I get it. Like, Skyler, not only is he injured, but he looked like he's never played professional football before. They look terrible. And why wouldn't there more emphasis on that in the offseason? Understanding.
I get why you're pissed, by the way. Like, you had high expectations for this team. You thought this was going to be the year.
Well, I thought Skyler would be better, and I didn't expect Tua to get hurt so quickly.
I know, but it's not just the quarterbacks, though. They have a lot of issues on this roster. And
they do.
You thought, like most people, that this was going to be a good team, that they were going to be a team that contended in the division.
They have some
holes. You
thought
the Bills took a step back, lost some guys. You thought, all right, this could be the Dolphins' year, and it's just not. And that realization is hard for you.
No, it's not.
Well, then I don't know what you're fighting here, but this is a mess.
I'm not fighting, but you just come in and go blow it up.
But it's because it's really bad.
I know, but like, I can't blow it up right now.
I'm tired of putting Band-Aids on this thing and just praying that we win a wild card game. Like,
well, this team right now is not a wild card team.
No, of course they're not.
No. All right, hey, we got to go.
What are you going to fight? You going to dog fight to get to 500? Is that going to make you happy?
Well, what are you going to do, Woody? So... Like, you got
to use the word tank.
You're doing
like,
a generic
keep doing
thing.
You're doing what you're doing. Well, and you'll be just fine.
Okay.
You got to get a high draft pick, Joe, because you got to fix the quarterback.
I know, Woody, but the draft's not for Woody. When is the draft? It's not coming
up.
I
don't want to talk draft because it's early. I get you. It sucks. It's a very bad situation.
All right. You're a downer. You really are. You,
but you don't need to worry because they've sold all the tickets already.
I'm not worried about selling. Okay. I have not sold a ticket in my life. I don't go around like I'm not in the ticket office seeing if I can sell tickets or corporate suites. They're already sold. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. I want to talk about sports-related injuries. I want to talk about where the pros go, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors they put together at Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, and ready to see all of us. Boy, you talk about the specialists that they've added to this team over the years for knee, any kind of knee problem you're having, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. It's an Achilles, another one that's popped up a lot. A lot of people don't stretch out that Achilles every day, and pop, there it goes. Young, old, everybody in between going through it. But it's nice to have this great sports medicine program right here in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida, when you start looking at the doctors and the facilities like Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables or at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the training facility, or even in Broward County on 595 and Pine Island Implantation, great places to go, easy to get to. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.